So, I'm here at the Karen Beasley Sea Turtle Rescue and Rehabilitation Center, also known as the Topsail Turtle Hospital, on Wednesday, and I'm here with Wendy Clues, the biologist I work with for the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission, and also Dr. Craig Harms, a wildlife veterinarian, and some veterinary students from NC State, as well as Gene Beasley, the director of the hospital, and several volunteers and interns. Anyhow, we are here to do a pre-release checkup and tagging session. So, Wendy, do you enjoy this particular part of your job?
I'm supposed to be serious? yeah, I do. It's sometimes a little stressful because it's chaotic. And I always end up with cuts and bruises and whatever, but it's fun. It's fun to hang out, you know, hands-on with the turtles and see how well they've healed or gotten better. Yeah, I enjoy it.
What's the most stressful part about the day?
Pit tagging a very rowdy turtle with jaws open and getting closer and closer to my fingers. Yeah, I guess it's first when you're not quite sure. There's always the turtles that don't get very rowdy, so it's just that initial, you know, initial moment as to whether or not they're gonna freak out or not, and being ready for whatever might happen, I guess.
Did any turtles freak out today?
Not really. Hammock's mouth got really wide, and he's got a really big head, so I got a little freaked out, but he wasn't too bad. I just decided to blind him and try it again, which worked. So, yeah, but they weren't too bad though.
And what's the best part about the day? What particular part do you find most enjoyable?
I guess being hands-on with live turtles and seeing them and watching them in their tanks and hanging out with the volunteers and the vet students and interacting. And I guess just in general, I like that whole part of it.
Yeah, me too. So we've got one more turtle to tag, and then it's back to our offices. So now we're here with Dr. Craig Harms, who's taking a 30-second break from working with his vet students. Craig, what do you like about pre-release day at the Topsail Hospital?
It's just a lot of excitement because the turtles are getting ready to go. It's a little bit chaotic usually. A lot of activity going on. We've got all the weights and measures and tagging to do, and we've got several different diagnostic tests we're trying out this year with 7 vet students, 1 resident, and actually 6 vet students, 1 resident, and me, and herding cats and making sure everything gets done.
If there's one piece of advice you would want to give to prospective people who say, yeah, I'd really like to be a wildlife vet, what would you say?
Run.
Okay. Thanks, Craig.